Within a span of about 3 weeks, UCLA softball player Stevie Wiz will have won an NCAA championship with her Bruins teammates, will pick up a degree in biology, and will undergo her third heart surgery. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary today, a show that you helped to sponsor with that tax-deductible gift to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always find us online for more information at WWIB.com. The senior outfielder pinch runner was diagnosed with aortic stenosis as a baby. Her first trip to the OR was made at age 9, the second at age 15, and now 100% dependent on the pacemaker implanted in her chest. She's going to go under the knife again on the first day of summer, June 21st. The Orcutt, California native is back with me on the show today. So let's have you tell our listeners here, Stevie, about these heart issues. What's this all about, and what's the surgery for coming up here?
Yeah, of course. So I was born with aortic stenosis, and it's a condition that is the known of the aorta valve, which is like the main valve of your heart, and it is the valve that transfers and pumps all the blood to and from your body. And so my one-year-old checkup, they found out that I had that disease, and ever since then I would just go in for monthly and annually checkups to check in on the valve. And when I was 7 years old, that was when the valve got so severe that I needed to have it repaired. So my first open heart surgery was in 2007. And then 2 years later, in 2009, I had a pacemaker put in because the doctors found out that my heart would stop several times a night for up to 7 seconds. And so they put a pacemaker in to just make sure that my heart would beat on its own. So I'm 99% dependent on the pacemaker that I have in my chest. And then, so just throughout the years, I would just continue to get checkups and everything and make sure my condition was managed and maintained. And when I was a sophomore in high school, so in 2014, I had my second open heart surgery. And that procedure, they went in and actually replaced the valve, whereas the first one, they just cleaned it out. So that was my second open heart surgery. And then it took the pacemaker. My first pacemaker lasted 10 years. And so in 2018 was when I had to go in and get my new pacemaker. And now this time, yeah, I'm completely dependent on this pacemaker. And so just up until this point, up until June 21st, I've just been, you know, taking care of my body and my health and just checking in with the doctors to make sure my condition isn't getting worse, however it has been. And so that's why my third surgery is for the 21st, and they'll be doing another valve transplant. So they're going to be replacing my aorta valve with my pulmonary valve, and then they'll be putting a new valve in the pulmonary valve position.
Wow, wow. So could this be your last surgery? I mean, could this be a permanent fix for you?
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever have a last time in the operating room, unfortunately, just because it really just depends on how my body responds and reacts to each valve that they put in. So it could be 5 to 10 years, it could be 10 to 20. It just really depends on how my body responds to the valves that they put in. So the one I got in 2014 was supposed to last, you know, 8 to 10 years, and it's only lasted me 5. So just depending on how my body reacts to this new valve they'll put in will determine how long I can go without going into the operating room. But, like, being optimistic and stuff, and just honest with myself, I'm probably going to be able to go to the operating room at least every 8 to 10 years the rest of my life.
Man, that is so hard to wrap one's mind around. So what is it like to live with this, the uncertainty of it all?
Yeah, it's hard at times, but it's, like, rewarding in other times. I think, you know, I've grown up with it, so I've learned how to manage it, and I've learned how it sets me apart from others, both in an unfortunate way and a fortunate way. I mean, it's hard, especially with athletics and me not being able to keep up with everyone all the time, but just in life in general, it's taught me so much. It's given me a lot of strength and endurance in life, and I just think, you know, having a positive outlook, it's really helped me. The disease has really helped me just take life step by step and just appreciate all that I have. So, you know, it kind of has its ups and has its downs, but I'm super grateful, you know, that I'm the one that has the disease and that I was the one blessed with it. So
blessed. Blessed with... What do you mean you've been blessed with this?
I just think that, you know, I was given it, like, God gave it to me because he knew I could handle it. And so I think him giving me it just, like, is a blessing because he knows that I have the strength and the endurance to, you know, live with it and to use it to inspire others and just let them know that they're special too, no matter what they have going on in their lives or what they're dealing with. So I just think I'm blessed because, one, he gave it to me because he knew I was strong enough to handle it, and because I've been able to use it to just inspire a lot of people around the world.
You've sure inspired me today. Stevie Wiz, the 5'6" senior outfielder, pinch runner with the NCAA champion UCLA Bruins softball team. And I think it's a good place to pause here today and invite you back to talk more about how this experience, this ongoing health experience of yours, the multiple surgeries, uncertainty of it, has taken you to a deeper place in your relationship with the Savior, Jesus Christ. So I think we'll visit about that next time, Stevie. Thanks for letting us reconnect with you, and we'll talk soon, all right?
No problem. Thank you for having me.